Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels. Today we will continue in John chapter 6. The last couple of days we've been talking about the bread of life and how Jesus declared himself to be the bread of life sent down from heaven in order not just to meet our physical need, which he certainly is more than able to do, but that deep need within us, that spiritual need, what we all so long for. And the story goes on in verse 52. It says, "And the Jews therefore quarreled amongst themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?" As we remember where Jesus was talking here the last time about him being the bread of life. It says, "This is the bread which comes down from heaven. The one that may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which comes down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. The bread that I shall give is my flesh, and shall give for the life of the world." And so they started arguing amongst themselves. What in the world is he talking about to us today? That he's the bread of life and we could eat his flesh. Well, of course, we know as we look back at it that Jesus did give his life there out upon the cross, as he gave his life freely for us, as he died for us, and he became that which we need. And as we make our commitment to him, as we live for him, we do have eternal life. And it says, "Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drinketh his blood, you have no life in him. Whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last days." Jesus goes on in verse number 57. He says, "As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever." And these things he said in a synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. So again, where he's at, he's in the northern part of the Sea of Galilee. There, what we consider the headquarters of Jesus doing his public ministry. And now he's talking to them about full commitment. He says the stuff about the fathers is they would wake up and eat the bread, the manna. Well, that only would last for that one day. Of course, we know the story that each day they had to go out and gather their mannas in order they would have substance for every day. But Jesus, and certainly God the Father, is always concerned about our eternal being. He's concerned about your eternal life. It tells us there in verse 16, "Therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it?" Well, we can say that this is a hard saying. They were probably at this time a little confused because they were with him when he had fed the 5,000 and they had 12 baskets of bread left over. And here Jesus is trying to move them again from the natural, carnal needs that were being met through just their stomachs being filled to the spiritual, where he wanted them to know of eternal life. And Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this. He said unto them, "Does this offend you?" The fact is that where he says, "You must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood," you're going to have to make a full commitment to follow me, to live for me. You know, when Jesus, later on we'll see, he says, if any man comes after me, if you're willing, want to be my disciples, you need to, first of all, deny yourself. Secondly, you need to pick up your cross. And thirdly, we need to follow Jesus. In order to follow God, it really does require a commitment of ourselves. Are we willing to commit our lives to Jesus? So he confronted his disciples. Does this offend you? And he says, what then if you should see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life, but the flesh profits nothing. That's such an important one for us to look at. In verse 63, he says, it's the Spirit of God. It's God's Holy Spirit that gives us life. The flesh, the things that we do in our lives, really doesn't profit anything. You say, what do you mean? What do I mean by that? Well, you know, yeah, you do go to work. You're able to provide for yourself, maybe make a good living for yourself and get married and have kids and have a life that way. But, you know, Jesus, again, is talking about the eternal. He's talking about the spiritual things. He says the Spirit really gives us the life that we so desperately long for, the life of the Spirit, the life that we could experience, the agape love of God, the joy of God, the peace of God. So often, men and women they find themselves frustrated in their life because they're not experiencing what they've really been called to follow, and that's the love of God and to walk in the fellowship with the Lord. You know, every other way that you try to experience life, it really is a counterfeit. I remember recently a friend of mine was telling me that all other religions is like pulling your bootstraps on. And he went on and say, it's almost like we go out there and try to do that. I think I can, and try to live a good life and try to live a life of fulfillment. But at the end of the day, it falls short. Where Christianity, the life that we're speaking about right here, that we're looking at, is the life that God gives us through His Spirit, by His Spirit. And so Jesus said, He says, it is the Spirit that gives life, but flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. The words that Jesus is speaking are words of life. If you're looking for hope, if you're looking for peace, if you're looking for direction in your life, I would encourage you to read the words of Jesus, to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and read them again and again and again. He says, but there are some of you who do not believe. Where Jesus knew from the beginning who those were that did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by the Father. From that time, many of the disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to his 12, do you also want to go away? It's a sad picture. There are those who are following Jesus and probably following Jesus with the wrong motivation, not willing to make a full commitment to follow the Lord. And Jesus simply turned to his disciples, to the 12 disciples, do you also want to go away? But then Simon, Peter, our good friend, don't you love this fella? He answered him, he says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. That's a good question that all of us should ask ourselves. Where else can we go? Who else can we turn to? Where are we going to find answers that I think that are buried deep within all of our hearts? Who's going to fulfill our lives? Peter says, where else are we going to go? Because you're the one that has the answers. You're the one that holds the keys to life and to death. And also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Peter saying, we've seen what you've done. We've seen the miracles. We've seen the teaching. And we know that you are the Messiah. You are the one sent of God. Jesus answered them, did I not choose you? The 12, and one of you is a devil, and he spoke of Judas. And so as we finish up here today, as we finish up looking at this, as Jesus is looking, I think, very fondly of his disciples, and he asks them, are you guys going to leave also? And Peter said, where else can we go? You know, it is a full commitment that God desires from us to follow Jesus. You know, sometimes it is rough because Christianity does go against the grain of the way the world is going right now. But the reward is so tremendous that we can know the peace and the love of God this day. And an amazing thing is that we also have eternity waiting for us if we simply turn our lives and follow Him. And I pray that you too will make a full commitment in following Jesus this day. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.